Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Can we talk? Hey, you guys know what to do right now. Go ahead, share the page. Don't keep it to yourself. You want to let all your friends know about the Christopher Terrence Jones Show because they want to follow, they want to comment, they want to like, and they want to share with their friends as well. So, thank you guys. You guys are amazing. I just want to give a shout out to LaJune. Oh my God. I was so happy to have her on my show on last week. She is an amazing, humble artist. She's the business. She's the business. So thank you. And if you haven't listened to that, you guys can go ahead and go back and listen. There's still time. It's there. So I've been not really doing shows lately because I just been in a space. And so I haven't been doing every week like I normally do. I've just been in a space. So let's catch up. Let's see. So much has happened. Y'all know with COVID, it just gets you in this down space. So you sit there and you sit in the house, and I found myself gaining some of my weight back that I had just lost. So I'm getting that COVID weight back, but I'm about to get rid of that because I went and bought me some rollerblades, y'all. I'm about to start rollerblading again and get my fat butt out there and get rid of the rest of this weight. Dating situation, you know, same old, same old. I'm hanging out with somebody and it's, you know, it's okay. Is it moving as fast as I want it to move? No, but it is what it is. So I'll be happy with what I got. At least I get the time to spend with somebody every now and then. But y'all know how that is. So I am on the road. I am in the City of Angels. I'm in Los Angeles. And my aunt passed away, so I'm here to spend time with my family and bury my aunt. And just an amazing lady. Ruthie Pete was just an amazing lady. She never judged. She never condemned anybody. She was always about everybody living their lives and being happy and always had a smile on her face. So, Auntie, I'm going to miss you. Going to miss you. It's not going to be the same without you. But you're at peace, and that's the best thing that can ever happen. So, to those of you who have lost loved ones, my prayers go out to you as well. Keep my family in your prayers, and we'll go on. So, let's jump on over into pop culture. Let's talk about some stuff coming up that y'all know I'm juiced about. So, check this out. Y'all know, well, maybe you don't know, I grew up with Back to Future. I love Back to Future. That was one of my favorite movies with the sequels, and who didn't like Michael J. Fox? Who didn't? I mean, come on. It was Michael J. Fox. Christopher Lloyd. I mean, come on. This was like one of the most iconic sequels of all the time. So, everybody is in this season where we want to do another movie to something. We want to add something in and call in another movie. But some movies just need to be left alone. Just like there shouldn't be a Sex in the City 3 or 4 or 5. Where else can we go? What else? What could you tell? So just like with Back to the Future, what were you going to say in number 4? What would Back to the Future 4 say? Nothing. I mean, come on. What could you talk about? We've done everything in this DeLorean time machine. We have hit it. We've done everything we can. But here's the other reason why, and unfortunately that if they did want to try to pursue that, we know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, and he's like basically semi-retired from acting. He's on a few shows that you see him on, but it's like, you know, in and out. So trying to do a movie for 3-4 months, just, we don't know if that would happen. But the co-writer, Bob Gale, says that Back to the Future 4 will never happen. And he explained that while a fourth installment has been a desire for both fans and higher-ups, the story just doesn't need to continue. Now, I don't know what fans thought it would be good to have a 4. I'm not there. Really? So, he basically gave this answer. And I'm going to summarize just a little bit of what he said. He said, we've told a complete story with the trilogy. So, 1, 2, and 3. If we went back and made another one, we'd have to make Michael J. Fox, who will be 60 next year. And he has Parkinson's disease. Do we want to see Marty McFly at age 60 with Parkinson's disease? Do we want to see him at age 50 with Parkinson's disease? I would say no. You don't want to see that. And you don't want to see Back to the Future without Michael J. Fox, people say. Well, do it anyway with somebody else. Really? Who are you going to get? All you're going to do is beg comparisons to the originals. And if you're not going to match up, and we've seen this repeatedly with sequels that go back to the well after many, many years, and they go, oh, well. So, you know, that's basically what he said. It's just, where do you go? There's no place else to go with it. And we really don't want to see Marty McFly with Parkinson's at age 60. I didn't know Michael J. Fox was going to be that old. And I love that. Trust me, I can sit at home and watch 3 shows back to back. Back to the Future 1, Back to the Future 2, and Back to the Future 3. So I'm juiced, you know. I'll be right there in 7th heaven, but I don't need a 4. So y'all leave that alone, you fans at home. Just accept that this one is over. Get you a glass of wine and go watch another movie and see what happens. But check this out. Here's what you can watch. It's going to be coming out. Sammy Davis Jr. is going to have a biop that's going to be produced by Lena Waithe. And the film is going to be inspired by a book that was penned by Davis' daughter. Don't act like y'all don't know who Sammy Davis Jr. is. Come on. The Rat Pack? Come on. Don't act like you don't know. So, Tracy Davis and Doris Barclay wrote a book titled Sammy Davis Jr., My Father. And it dwells into the entertainer's personal life, capturing his childhood, his rise to fame. It also focused on the racism that Davis endured in the industry, which we know there was plenty of during the Jim Crow era, and how he used his platform to fight for social justice. So Tracy said, I'm thrilled to know my father's life, both private and public, will be brought to the big screen. With this team of storytellers, Tracy said, my father was an extraordinary man who experienced tremendous joy and fought tough battles through his years coming up in the industry. He was not on an easy road, but like he did in all aspects of his life, he gave everything he had. And so we plan to do the same with the film. Now, I love Lena Waithe. She is up and coming. You know, she's had several projects come out. And if you haven't seen any of her projects, I would say get yourself over there and start watching some Lena Waithe. She, I want to say, y'all know, I don't watch too many one of them, like the shows on some of them, the HBOs, like stuff like that. But I want to say that she did the series The Chi, which I've never seen. which is on Showtime, and I know everybody has been talking about that. So it's not like she's a complete new body, and she has some good stuff. She was also on Westworld. Y'all remember Westworld? These are all HBO, Showtime, stuff like that, for those of you that watch that. But she was included in the 100 Most Influential People of Time in 2018. So I love her for that. And y'all know I love her for the fact that she, love it. She is an open lesbian. And so that's an amazing thing too, because you want to hear from people with different voices. And when you go to movies, it's always just this certain way of movies. And I like the fact that times are changing and people are talking about different aspects in movies, because your view may be different than somebody else's. And when they tell their story, it's a whole different story than what you lived or experienced. And that's what I think is just truly amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she is going to do with Sammy Davis Jr. I've always wondered about him. Y'all know he was just such a big celebrity. And I think this is an amazing time. And I think she's going to do justice to this movie, along with having the daughter Tracy there. That just helps it even more. And he had a long career. Maybe some of you young folks that don't listen, maybe that would be why y'all don't know who Sammy Davis Jr. is, because he passed in 1990. So some of y'all that are after that, he really was basically a triple threat. He was a singer. He was a dancer. He was an actor. Well, hell, we got to add more, because he was a comedian. And wow, just he did a lot, y'all. So check him out. Go get the book. Go get the book. And when the movie comes out, make sure you support the movie. Amazing man. Amazing man. Such an entertainer that we don't even have like that anymore. So MGM is going to be on, I guess it's going to be on MGM. So y'all get ready for that. We'll see that when that comes out. No timeline right now, no timeline, but it's coming. So y'all get ready for that. So check this out. Did y'all see this? Oh, Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife, decided she wanted to change up and do something different. And she changed her hair color. So she is a blonde. And baby, y'all wasn't having it. Y'all wasn't having it on the gram. And so Steph Curry had to step in and defend his wife. So, y'all know I always say this. Everybody ain't supposed to have blonde hair. Ooh, everybody ain't supposed to have platinum blonde hair. Everybody ain't supposed to have, well, maybe I'll give you strawberry blonde. I'll give you that. You could do that. I just think when you go from your hair being black and you do this drastic change and go to a blonde, I'm not feeling it. It just, but like I say, it's for him because that's his wife. So he's going to defend her, which any man should do. But I don't know. Y'all go look. If you haven't seen it already, y'all go check it out and see what this blonde looks like on Miss Aisha Curry. And I don't know, maybe I'll say this. It just seems like trying to get attention, because it's got to be hard being married to a superstar like that and just trying to find your own way, that's got to be hard. Mm-hmm. It has to be. So I'm not going, you know, I don't knock her for what she does. Just leave the blonde out. Please leave the blonde out. Don't do it again. Please don't do it again. So, now, who else is over here talking? Amber Rose, baby. Oh, Amber Rose. And y'all know she wear blonde hair too. But it looks right on her because it's cut short, all that. But she's speaking out now saying that she was publicly bullied by Kanye West for 10 years. So she did an interview with Adam 22 on the No Jumper podcast. So y'all can check that out. No Jumper. And she talked about her OnlyFans platform, which y'all are going crazy over these OnlyFans. Y'all are doing these OnlyFans. I don't understand. But to each his own. Her love life, her love of her family. And she went in deeper discussion in her thoughts about Kanye West. Now, we all know that she was a stripper for a long time. She was a stripper. And she walks in her truth. So, you know, she's not, there's nothing you can do to her. She's comfortable wearing her skin and doing everything that she needs to do. But Kanye has tried to slut shame her, and I'm sorry, Kanye. You know I'm gonna drag your ass through the goddamn mud. How you gonna slut shame anybody when your wife is only known because of a sex tape that allegedly her mother, Kris Jenner, released right before the Kardashians came out with their reality show? That's allegedly, y'all. So don't be trying to come back and say I said it. I'm only going by what's being said. So how do you have the room to slut shame anybody when the only thing that your wife has any talent for is being known as a sex star? And y'all know she did this porn with Ray J. So, and I'm sure if y'all want to go out there, you can still find it online. It's always something online. I don't know. But maybe she can put it out again and put it on OnlyFans and she'll make some more money. Because that's where everybody is going, is the going to OnlyFans. That is the thing to do. And so, but Amber said, if somebody is picking on me, which he has for 10 years, he has picked on me. He has bullied me for 10 years. But she has moved on. And she only ever discusses her years with him when she was asked about them in an interview, because they amount to a big part of why she became famous. And she basically just said in this interview, you're bullying me, just move on with your life. But we know that Kanye is not going to do that, because we know some of y'all believe that this idiot has some kind of common sense. But I think really the bipolarism just took over, and he just, we're not going to go there. That's a whole nother. Don't y'all vote for Kanye West. Don't y'all vote for Kanye West. Oh, but let me throw this in there. My friend and I were talking, and I don't know the facts. I'm going to have to look it up. And if you guys know it, you can comment, let me know. But he said that while he was doing his show, I forgot what the name of his show is. Sorry, Marty Peters. I barely remember my own show. If it wasn't my name, we'd be in trouble. We'd be in trouble. But he said that 7 million African Americans have not registered to vote. And I just can't believe that to be true. I can't believe that when we're in this hell that we're in right now, that 7 million African-American people have not registered to vote, and you are not trying to be in this fight for life that we are in, because we are in a fight for life. Y'all, vote. I don't know other word to say. Vote. If you have not registered and your state allows it, please make sure that on November 3rd, you get your little happy tail in line and stand there and vote. Voting is not an option. It is a requirement, people. It is a requirement. So don't sit up here and not vote. I can't accept that. That's just unacceptable. We are in the fight for our lives. So, y'all get out there and vote. Check this out. Grammy winning production team Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have signed a recording deal with BMG to make their own music, which will be their first recording contract as artists, which is going to have a release in 2021. Now, y'all know there is no R&B without Jimmy Jam. Mariah Carey, George Michael, SOS Band, Alexander O'Neal, Usher, Herb Albert. Oh, my God. Do I just need to say her name? Do I need to say her name? Come on. Janet Jackson. Control. Oh, now I'm all grown up. Yeah. Jimmy Jam. Ooh. Y'all know. Come on now. I am juice. But y'all got to understand, they are just like, they were heavyweights in the 80s. They were heavyweights. And so I'm really curious to see what they're going to do. And yes, I will have it. Now, mind you me, I'm waiting just like y'all. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Y'all know we need good music. Our music industry is so jacked up right now. It's crazy. It's just crazy. We sit up and people are auto-tuned through the whole doggone album. What happened to the real singers? What happened to the people that just... Stephanie Mills, Phyllis Hyman, Regina Bell, Aretha Franklin. They didn't need auto-tune. Where are those singers at? They just got behind the mic, Anita Baker. And they just sang. And they took you to a place. Oh my God, they took you to an amazing place. And you were just like, yes. And you just were snapping your fingers. And you were just lost in space. Yes. Yes. Y'all know about that. So, we need more of that. If you're sitting at home and people say you sound like somebody from a different time, saying you should have been out in another era, baby, get in the studio. We need your music. We need to go back to that time when music was music. When it was just amazing. I still listen to old music. I'm not riding around playing new. The majority of what I listen to, especially in gospel, I listen to still the Orlando Drapers. Oh my God, y'all know I love Orlando Draper. Oh my God. Sherry Livingston. Oh, Betty Ann Hardwick. Sylvia. Oh my God. Michael. Just he had some vocalists. He had some singers who just, Cheryl. Oh, Cheryl. I mean, they sang. Rena Jones. I was listening to her the other night, and I was on the phone with my brother, and I was watching Orlando Draper's Stand Up for Right. join in the fight. Be a soldier for Jesus. And if I tell y'all, I forgot he was on the phone. I was in utter tears. Rena Jones just took me to a place. Just pure singing. So we looking for that again. If that's what you know you do, come on. Get in the studio. Give us some old music that is timeless. Because that's what we're looking for now. Music that is timeless. That will last and last and last. Check this out. Kate Hudson, y'all. Kate Hudson is joining Truth Be Told for the second season on Apple. So if you don't have Apple TV, get your butt over there and pay that little $4.99 and get you some Apple TV. Truth Be Told is Octavia Spencer's show. And, oh, I love it. She's a podcaster, which, you know, I keep telling y'all, everywhere we look at somebody as a podcaster. But she stars as Poppy Parnell, and she's a true crime podcaster. So now Hudson is going to come on and play a lifestyle guru and a longtime friend of Poppy's as a new case that deeply involves both women. So you guys, y'all have to get over and watch Truth Be Told. I think it is an amazing show. I love it. I watched it. I binge watched it. I was like, okay, I love Octavia Spencer. Y'all know anything she does, she is just an amazing actress. So I'm like, had to watch it. And I got hooked. So what she is she's a podcaster who starts to unravel an old murder case. And she digs deep. She digs deep. So y'all watch it. But check this out. The cast is amazing. The cast is amazing. Mekhi Phifer is in there. Michael Beach. Tracy Thomas. Ron Cephas Jones. Tammy Roman. Basketball Wives. Which she plays an amazing, amazing role in there. Because she can't act. She can't act. So, you guys, get over there and check out Truth Be Told. The new season is going to be just as amazing. I'm just like, wow. I can't wait. I can't wait. Soundtrack is amazing, too. The soundtrack is amazing, too. So y'all check that out. Get on over there and don't sleep on Truth Be Told with Octavia Spencer. You have to see it, I promise. So, check this out. Like I say, I'm in LA, and I stopped over in, I decided to stay in Manhattan Beach this time. I normally stay in Culver City, but this time I stayed in Manhattan Beach. Baby, right down the street is every restaurant and every store that I love. I turned out of the hotel and I went to Il Fornaio. I was in BevMo. Y'all know I got 5 million bottles of wine, but I left my bottle of wine. I was supposed to bring me a good bottle to drink. And so I left that. So I ended up going to BevMo to go grab some wine. And of course, if I'm going to go to BevMo, I'm going to get wine that is the buy one and then get one for, you know, 5 cents. So I picked up a bottle of the Buckner. And it's a California Cab 2017. And so I picked it up. And I'm actually enjoying it. So I got food from Il Fornaio. And I'll have this bottle up. You guys can see the bottle. And I'll have the link so that y'all can go over and order the wine, taste the wine, whatever you want. I'm going to look them up so that I can see if they have a tasting room in Napa Valley somewhere where I can go and actually visit the tasting room. It says they're bottled in American Canyon, so I know where that is, but I've actually never seen them, and I've actually never even heard of it, but I got it. It's a nice, smooth red. It's got some beautiful legs. It's got some beautiful legs. And, of course, I had to buy a wine glass because y'all know I can't drink out of no dang plastic cup. I bought a doggone wine glass. I was like, did I just spend $60 in BevMo on wine and buying a doggone glass, which I got 5 million wine glasses? But it's good. So I was on my way to Shake Shack because Shake Shack done made it to California. You know, it's like my guilty pleasure when I'm in Atlanta. You got to get that chicken sandwich. So I was on my way there, and when I was walking back to the car from the BevMo experience, which y'all need more people to work in the damn store, BevMo. I was in line for like 30 minutes, but I was desperate. But I came out, and I saw Il Fornaio. That is my favorite Italian restaurant in San Francisco, baby. When you say Italian food, it's there. I found out that by my job, it's one in Burlingame, so I started going there. Then found out they got one in Walnut Creek down the street from my house. So I go there, and then, now, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to stay at Manhattan Beach from now on, because the hotel I'm at, when I walk out, everything is right there. Oh my God. Everything is right there. I didn't have to go search. I didn't have to do anything. That is a freaking amazing thing. So, like I said, that wine will be up there. And I bought another, I got one of them 5-cent bottles too. But both these wines, oh, check this out. They're on the, they made the San Francisco Chronicle competition. So I'll put that up, and I'll add the other bottle on the page too, so you can see that too. So for the those of you that want to know what wine I'm drinking, y'all know I'm always drinking something good. So y'all can do that. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I got some other stuff that I want to talk about with y'all, and then we're going to get on out of here. So you know what to do right now. Share the video. Why I say video, Jesus? Y'all can't see me. You don't want to see me right now. Share the podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. Share, 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 and share alike. And we're back. So, check this out. Whew. It's always something crazy going on in the world. But let me do this before I say that, before I talk about that. Because, yeah, I wanted y'all to know that. Steph Curry, I forgot I was supposed to tag that on the end of him when I talked about him. Steph Curry started a book club, you guys, and it's on Literati. So you can download the app and open it up. And he has a book club. There's some other people in there who has book clubs. So his first book, I already had read it. It was The Other Wes Moore by Wes Moore. And this was about a guy whose name was Wes Moore, who educated, went to the right schools, had a good life. And come to find out, there was another Wes Moore who went the exact opposite. And he went to meet him, and he did a book about how their lives, you know, with the same name could have been a different way. So y'all go do that. That came out some years ago. I mean, really some years ago. And they just led different paths. And one was tragic and one was triumphant, really. So y'all check that out. And get the book if you haven't heard of Wes Moore, and it's called The Other Wes Moore. Actually, I'll put that up too, so you guys can see that too. But the new book for this month, so it's a monthly book club, and I think it's like $25 a month. I think that's what the book is. Don't quote me on it. Y'all know I attached it to my dang credit card. And said, hey, let's do it. It's Steph Curry. So we're going to go along with Steph Curry. And so this month's book is A Most Beautiful Thing. And it was also a film. So you can see the film, but the book, y'all know I jack people's names up. I tell y'all all the time, I will jack up a name. Oh, yes, I will. I will jack it up. So the person's name is Arshay Cooper is the author. And this is the true story of the first all-black high school rowing team. Didn't know they had that, did you? So it's a true story about a group of young men growing up in the Chicago West Side who formed the first all-black high school rowing team in the nation. And in doing so, not only did they transform the sport, but their lives. So, baby, this person's name, I'll be jacking up. I'm going to say this. Growing up on Chicago's West Side in the 90s, Arshay Cooper knows the harder side of life. The street corners are full of gangs. The hallways of his apartment complex are haunted by drug addicts he calls zombies, with strung out arms, clutching at him as he passes by. His mother is a recovering addict, and his three siblings all sleep in one room apartment, a small infantry against the war zone on the street below. Arshay keeps to himself, preferring to write poetry about the girl he has a crush on, and spends his school days in the home ec kitchen dreaming of becoming a chef. And then one day, as he's walking out of the school, he notices a boat in the school lunchroom and a poster that reads, "Join the crew team." Having no idea what the sport of crew is, Arshay decides to take a chance. This decision to join is one that will forever change his life and those of his fellow teammates. As Arshay and his teammates begin to come together to learn how to row, many never having been in water before, the sport takes them from the mean streets of Chicago to the hallowed halls of the Ivy League. But Arshay and his teammates face adversity at every turn, from racism, gang violence, and a sport that has never seen anyone like them before. A Most Beautiful Thing is the inspiring true story about the most unlucky band of brothers that form a family and forever change a sport and their lives for the better. So, that's the new book. That's a little bit about it. And you know y'all can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. If that's how you want to read that. Of course, you can get the hardback. Check it out. And so the movie is narrated by Common. It's produced by Grant Hill, Dwayne Wade, and Ninth Wonder from filmmaker Mary Mazio. Y'all know. I don't know why y'all playing. Y'all know I tell it all the time. So I'm kind of juiced. I didn't know what the book was about, but this is something good to read. So I'm looking forward to that. But like I say, you can go over to Literati and you can join up. And I think it's like $25 a month. And each month there's a new book. And so they have discussions. So if you want to discuss the book for you that are into book clubs, you can do that. And people leave their comments and they have these rolling conversations. Excuse me. And so it's good. Oh, so check this out. Jess, who says, hey, everyone, this is one of the comments in the thingy. So y'all will see how that works. I'm the CEO of Literary, and in this club with you and Stephen Curry, this is the most meaningful endeavor of my life, and I'm looking forward to being in a community that motivates me to read, to think, to show up, to question more deeply, and to share more fully. It's awesome seeing you all in here. So cool to be meeting new people and making new friends. So I tell you guys, reading will change your life. It opens up so many more doors because you are able to have conversations with people and get out of your comfort zone of what you read. Some people like only read romance. Some only read mystery. I'm reading everything. I'm open to stuff now. I ain't gonna tell you that, oh my God, I started reading and oh my God, the book was just like, oh, I finished it. No. Some of these books, they take a little bit of time. So let me just tell you what's in my my latest just conqueror of what I bought. I brought Stacey Abrams. Y'all know she was running for the governor of Atlanta. Her book is called Our Time Is Now. And I'm gonna be real with y'all. Hell, some of the stuff that Stacey Abrams say, I have to go look it up because I don't be understanding. I'm like, I ain't never heard that word before in my life. But she's Ivy League educated. She is an educated woman. So, you know, I want to see what that is. I'm reading Tiffany Cross, Say It Louder. And if you don't know who Tiffany Cross is, there's a show that comes on every Saturday called AM Joy, which was with Joy Reid. So she had a Saturday and Sunday show. Now she comes on primetime. She's like, I want to say the first black woman to have a primetime show in a primetime slot. And that means right in the middle of when everybody is watching TV, if y'all don't know what that is. She has that slot now. So her other show still comes on, and we've been having different guests, and Tiffany Cross is on there, so she's been a host. Check out her book, Say It Louder. I bought Mary L. Trump's book, you know, Too Much, Never Enough, the book where she talks about Trump. So I bought that. I'm also reading No Ashes in the Fire by Darnell L. Moore. So I found him on Twitter and I was following him on Twitter, and that's what made me go ahead and purchase his book. I've been reading The Black Cabinet by Jill Wright, which is the untold story of African Americans and politics during the age of Roosevelt. That, like I say, that is a slow read. It's also a lot of pages. So that one is taking me a little bit of time to get through. And if you know me, you know I love Phyllis Hyman. There's a book out by Jason A. Michael called Strength of a Woman. So I had to have that in my collection. It was a must. Everybody, I hope y'all have already read Becoming by Michelle Obama. You have to have read that. You have to have read that. I even got the Mueller Report. Started with pieces of it. So y'all know that was just the biggest thing that went on for so long. I just wanted to be able to be in conversation about it and see a little bit about it. So if I was sitting around somebody, I would know just a little bit. Not enough that I'm fully versed in it, but enough that I can kind of follow along with the conversation. Saeed Jones was another person that I found on Twitter. And his book is called How We Fight for Our Lives, and it's a memoir. Very good book. Very good book. I also picked up The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander. That's another good book. And what's this? Charles Blow. Found him on Twitter. You know, I find a lot of people on Twitter, y'all. Twitter is like the new place if you want to see stuff. I love Twitter. I just love it. I'm getting better at tweeting, but I'm more about retweeting people's stuff. But Charles Blow, and his book is called Fire Shut Up in My Bones. And the other one I'm telling them, I'm going to be done with the books and y'all can go on and get those. I got Pete Buttigieg, The Shortest Way Home. And y'all know he was running for the president of the United States. So reading his book, and then I'm reading a bunch of others. I love the fact that I have the Nook. So, you know, I read on my iPad, and I love the fact that I can highlight stuff and go back and look at it, and it saves all of my books. That's just an amazing thing. We used to always have bookshelves. Books just take up so much space, but now I'm in this Steph Curry club. books are coming to the house again because they don't come on the thingy. But I'm going to figure out what to do with that. So y'all check it out. Once again, it's called Literary. And you can find it there. It's in the App Store. Download it or go to literary.com and check it out. And like I said, $25. If you want good recommendations about books, inbox me and I'll let you know what I come up with. Okay, so I saw this and I said I just really needed to talk about this. It was devastating for me to see this. And the headline itself just stood out and it made me scream. Now, I don't have kids. I've been a school bus driver for 32 years. Y'all know I'm around kids all the time. I have nieces and nephews that I love the fact that I can send them back home with their parents. Thank you for coming. I love you. Appreciate you. Bye-bye. Get out. Go. You know, all that stuff. I love that. But I always say everybody is not meant to be a parent. And I'm one of those. It's just not in the cards for me to raise kids. I enjoy living my life. I enjoy being carefree. And it's not even a fact that I'm being, you know, selfish. It's just not for me. The cards are not for me to raise kids. And like I say, it's not for everybody. Here's the perfect example. And this is how I saw the article come to me. Montana toddler died in a hot car after mom attended party, then overslept. And I just have to leave it right there. Then overslept. Pause for the cause. So Ashley Howard left her son inside of a vehicle for 14 hours with the sun blazing for 8 of those hours. Ashley is only 21 years old. I'm just stuck. So this is why I say everybody does not need kids. She's 21 and she wasn't ready to have no child. She wanted to still party. She wanted to still live her life. So she goes out and decides that, well, I don't have nobody to watch him. I'm going to leave him in the car. Wow. 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 I'm so stuck. She goes to a party and parties with her friends while Caleb was sitting in a car for over 8 hours. And this was in June, people. This was in June. It was hot. The judge ruled that she would spend the next 20 years in the Montana State Women's Prison. She's going to get credit for the 2 years that she served while she was already in custody. Now get this. She initially pleaded not guilty to negligent homicide. But how do you do that? So let me tell you, she was partying with her friends. After partying, she got drunk. She went home and slept it off. But you forgot, your child was in the car. Now, she could have gotten away with this had she went and got Caleb and went on in the house and went to sleep. Caleb might still be alive. But this nitwit, because this is something stupid. This is really stupid. She didn't go get him out the car until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So she done partied and then sleeps off a hangover. Poor Caleb is in the car for 14 hours. With 8 of those hours, the sun blazing. So when she gets there at 1, she rushed him to the hospital. And the doctors determined that his body temperature was 107 degrees. Heat stroke begins when body temperatures reach 104. He was 107. He died 2 days later after being airlifted to a hospital in Billings, where he spent his final hours on life support. Caleb died from hypothermia caused from overheating. Jesus, help me. This is just too much. She said, "I struggle with saying that I killed my son because nobody wants to be the reason their son is no longer here. I miss him every day, and I know that I will always love my son, and I will always miss him." Caleb's grandmother, Marsha Hopkins, she spoke at the thing, at the hearing, and she said, "You will have to live with the fact that you alone killed Caleb Hopkins. Do I think that you meant to do? No. Do I think you could have prevented it? Absolutely. You knew what could have happened if you left him in the car, and you made that choice." Twenty-one years old, Ashley Howard. So, you're out there, you're sexually active, and you know that you like to party. Kids are a lifetime commitment. People say, "Oh yeah, when they get 21, I'm done." No. They're still your child. Even though some people get rid of them, you will always have an attachment to that child. So think about this. Yeah, you're partying. You're having fun. If you don't want any children, use condoms. Get on birth control. Do something so that you don't end up like Ashley. 20 years in prison. And then she's going to have to be on a parole for 10 years. All of this could have been avoided had she done the right thing by accepting the fact, "I have a child now. And now that I have a child, I can't hang out with you guys anymore like that. I have to be responsible now. I have to grow up. It's not what I wanted to do, but this is a requirement now. It's just a part of life for me now because I have a child." And if you still want to party, make sure that you have a good job. And then maybe you can always find a babysitter that is willing to babysit at all hours of the night. Maybe that could help. My theory, just don't have any children that you are not ready to spend a lifetime of commitment of taking care of. It's plain and simple. So, the other thing that happened, and I don't want to tell the story, I'm not going to tell any names. But I want to speak to you ladies at home that are listening. And I want you to really make sure that you share this, because this is a true story. A friend of mine told me that the person that they have met while we have been in lockdown during COVID, they met this person, and that the person was physically abusing them. So she met a man, liked the man, fell into it with the man, and they moved in together. And 8 months of being together during COVID, he commenced to putting his hands on her. I was really blown away. You could not have told me that that was the words that was going to come out of her mouth when she began to tell me. The look on my face while I was sitting in my room, I was getting ready to walk out the door because my nephew was having some issues, which are similar. The young lady that my nephew was dating is mad because he's broke off the relationship, and she threatened to call the police and say that he physically abused her. And I can guarantee you right about now, I told my nephew to go to the police station because he had the text messages where she threatened in the text messages. I told my nephew to go to the police station and file a report. I guarantee you he didn't do it. So we'll come back to that. That's another story. But for 8 months, she thought that the situation can get better. If I do this, he won't hit me. If I don't say this, he won't hit me. Ladies, it's never your fault. Never. I can't say it enough. You are not responsible for no boy, because this is not a man. We're not talking about men. Real men don't hit women. So this is a boy that is struggling to grow up and has all kind of other issues. No man has a right to hit you. No woman has a right to hit you. If you're in a relationship with somebody and that person is physically abusive to you, that's not the person you need to be in a relationship with. That's not who you give your time to. That's not who you give your heart to. That's not who you give your body to. Love doesn't consist of hitting. There's no abuse in love. If I love you, that means I want the best for you. I want to see you succeed. I want to see you overcome every obstacle that comes your way. And I want to help you jump over. And I want the best, the best, the best. And the best for you is not me putting my hands on you. So no matter what people tell you, no matter what people say to you, it's not your fault. So never believe that. Never, ever, ever believe that. And know there are people out there who are willing to help you. There are people out there who can get you out of that situation. And it all starts with you opening up and trusting someone. And it hurts my heart that it took her 8 months before she could tell me. 8 months. That's a long time. And you know me, I was ready to call Pookie in them. Because you know we all got Pookie in them. I was ready to call Pookie in them because Pookie in them done started a gun club. And they all know how to shoot very well. And so I was ready to just call some friends. But the good thing is when she called, she was already at the police station. Something registered. The light came on. And for those of you at home listening, it could have been another way. I could be on here saying that after me finding out she ran or she didn't move and she just said he's gonna stop. And I could be sitting here telling you that that next beating, he killed her. Because you know, they always say, if you're not going to be with me, you're not going to be with nobody else. So it could have been another way. I thank God that he interceded and stepped in and got her out in time. Ladies, it could be another way. Men, it could be another way. If you don't want to sit in jail, don't put your hands on nobody unless it's self-defense. And if you have to be in a relationship where you guys have to hit each other physically, you don't need to be together. Yeah, there's going to be the occasional arguments, but you should be able to convey clearly how you feel about something without putting your hands on somebody else. That's never right. Ever. There's never a time where that is right. If you need help getting out, inbox me. I have ladies that you can talk to who have been in this situation, and they can help you. I promise you, if you stay in, it's not guaranteed that you will continue to have life and breath in your body, because that next time could be the one that takes you out of here. So that's where I am with that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for always supporting. You guys are amazing. You guys are amazing. I love the numbers. Our numbers keep growing. You guys love the shows. I appreciate that. So make sure you share the podcast right now. Tell a friend. Don't keep it to yourself. It's your boy Christopher Terrence Jones signing off. I will see you. Oh, wait. Oh, forgot. So I'm going to get to meet Pastor Sammy Haynes this weekend. I am in Los Angeles, so I'm going to hang out with him on Sunday, y'all. He was on the podcast a couple of months ago. So y'all go back and listen to that. And you know I'm going to take pictures. I love me some Pastor Sammy Haynes. He is the most inspirational person around me right now that's just inspiring me to do great things. So you guys will hear about that on the next podcast. So I'm out. You guys vote. Vote, 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 vote. Get Trump out. Get Trump out. Y'all know what to do. I'll see you again soon. Have a great day and weekend.